Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Food lovers have a passion to eat and to make food, but they also love to read about food. Luckily, Vermont has a book publisher that produces a raft of interesting books on the topic, Chelsea Green Publishing. Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 days, and she's here to tell us about Chelsea Green. Hannah, welcome back to VPR Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
It was over 30 years ago when Chelsea Green started. So take us back to those early days.
Sure. So young Ian and Margot Baldwin had just moved here from Brooklyn. They were living on the Green in Chelsea, the South Green for
one
those
of the Greens.
Yes, the southern side of the Green in Chelsea. And they sort of realized that with Vermont's economy circa 1984, that probably their best approach to making a living here would be to make their own living as opposed to trying to work for someone else. So Ian had a little bit of experience in publishing and editing, and they decided that why don't we just make a go of opening a publishing house? So they did that. And at first it was very much like, we'll publish novels, we'll publish art books, we'll publish, you know, nonfiction. They didn't really have a focus at first.
Right. So they decided on what focus?
So they kind of early books like The Man Who Planted Trees and The Organic Grower's Handbook, The New Organic Grower's Handbook by Elliot Coleman, were sort of runaway successes from the very beginning. And they kind of started thinking, you know, we're both really passionate about sustainable living and environmental issues. So let's kind of home in on that. So they did. And here we are 30 years later, and they're really a leader in that industry.
Why is it important for a publisher to find that focus?
One of the really great strengths about Chelsea Green is that, you know, in terms of their food books, they're really, really smart. They're nuanced. They're not beginner books, was one of the things that Margot Baldwin told me when I interviewed her a couple weeks ago. She said, you know, they're serious books, they're heavy duty, topic heavy. So I think that they're able to publish these really beautiful cookbooks about farm to table restaurants or about, you know, kind of wild crafted cooking because they've been engaging the slow food industry so long, because sustainability and slow food are so totally commingled and intertwined, that it allows them from an editorial perspective to really sort of refine what each book does. Whereas if you're bouncing around publishing plays and novels, you're not going to have that expertise in one area.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan, a food writer for 7 days. We're talking about Chelsea Green Publishing, based now in White River Junction. Hannah, let's talk about some of the books that they published. Fermentation seems to be a very popular topic.
Yeah, they first published Sandor Katz's Wild Fermentation back in 2003. And they didn't know. They kind of took a chance on it. They got this packet of materials from Sandor Katz. They liked it, Margot said. And, you know, I guess everybody thought they were crazy to publish a book on fermentation, because if you think back to 2003, if someone was like, eat this pickle, I fermented it, would maybe not know what they were talking about. At least most Americans wouldn't. So, and that book kind of wrote the book on fermentation. And Sandor Katz is now really a guru in that movement. Those are Margot's words, not mine. I can't take credit for that. But, you know, that paved the way for The Art of Fermentation, which was on the New York Times bestseller list for a while. And, you know, ask any farm-to-table chef in Vermont right now, you know, what they're really into and what they're doing in the kitchen and in the back of the house. And any single one of them is going to tell you about, you know, their cool fermented pickle program. And, you know, their wild fermented kombucha that they made themselves and all these things. So it's very on trend now, 20 years later.
What are some of their other best-selling books?
The Man Who Planted Trees by John Giano. And that's kind of an eco-fable about just this one guy living in, I want to say, southern Provence in France. And he would take acorns, he'd put a whole bunch of them in a little satchel each morning. He'd go out, and he was a shepherd, so he'd go out and tend his sheep. He'd plant like 100 acorns every single day. And within, I want to say it was like 30 years or 50 years, this area just went from being this sort of, and it's a true story, it's based on a true story, went from being this sort of like very barren, wastelandy kind of place to being this beautiful, beautiful forest. So that particular book is really just about, you know, the power of one person to really make a difference if they put their mind to it. in terms of small actions being very big.
And are there any particular Chelsea Green titles that have meaning for you or particular favorites?
Well, the one of the ones this year that they published is called The New Wildcrafted Cuisine. It's by a California author named Pascal Baudar. And that is about sort of going out in the woods and really capturing the essence and the flavors of the forest and translating that onto the plate through, guess what? Some of the recipes are fermented. Some of the recipes are about, you know, wrapping fish in tree bark and then smoking it or steaming it. Just all these different techniques that you can use to put the forest on the plate. It's just a beautiful book. It's beautifully illustrated. It's well written. It's very specific in terms of the how-to instructions. So it's really interesting. One of the more inspiring cookbooks that I've read in a very long time.
And are there any recipes out of any of these books that are favorites of yours?
Sure. I have actually made the kimchi in Sandor Katz's Wild Fermentation several times. One of the really fun things about that book is if it's your first time fermenting, say, sauerkraut or kimchi or even kombucha, this book offers this really, really friendly, cozy narrative and very specific step-by-step instructions for how to do absolutely everything that it tells you to do. And then, like, throughout the recipe, Sander kind of says, well, you could do this, or you could try this other thing, or you could do something, you know, completely interpretive. And so he really kind of empowers the reader of the cookbook to make their own decisions. He gives them a very clear roadmap. But if you want to experiment, he sort of gives you a guideline for how you might do that without totally, because ferments are very, very specific. There's certain things you have to do. And then there's other things you can really, really play around with. So he builds a lot of room to play around into each recipe. So the first time I made kimchi from his book, I was like, oh, I've fermented all sorts of things. So I took a lot of artistic liberty with that first kimchi that I made, and it came out, it worked, but it kind of had some off flavors. It was a little weird. So I had taken that sort of artistic liberty that he gave me as I was reading it. I took it a little bit too far. You know, I trusted myself a little more than I should have. So it sort of has this really nice span for beginner to advanced while being accessible all along to everybody.
Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. I want to thank you for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Mm-hmm.